You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.
Good afternoon, our blessed listeners here on Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are. How are you, dear listeners? It's Christina Doyle coming to you again every Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on the Father's Quilt. And you know that this is a live prayer call-in line. You are so encouraged and welcome to call in at 416-245-1534. I had a little senior moment there. Did you hear that little blip? Well, I certainly hope that you are having a wonderful day. It's sunny out here in Toronto, and what a beautiful day to honor our beautiful day today to honor the presentation of Mary on this special day, November 21, the presentation of the Virgin Mary, So let's give a Hail Mary before we begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Well, dear listeners, it's so wonderful to be able to broadcast this next special day. It makes me so happy. I was so excited to share this with you. You know, this is the day that our Blessed Mother's parents, Joachim and Anna, the Holy Parents, consecrated their little daughter to the divine service in the temple at Jerusalem. You know, on this day, tradition holds that all young Jewish girls were left in the care of the temple for a period of time. And during that time, they were then educated. And there were two ways of consecrating Mary to the Almighty. One was ordained by the law, which required every male child to be offered to God 40 days, and every female child 80 days after its birth. And this ceremony was called the consecration of the child and the purification of the mother. Excuse me. The second kind of consecration was a voluntary self-oblation by which some persons devoted themselves to the Almighty. There were also many parents who either before or immediately after their child's birth consecrated it to the service of the Lord, sometimes for a few years and sometimes for life. Mary, our Blessed Mother, her whole life was to belong to God as He had chosen her to be the mother of His Son, Jesus. In the temple, the high priest received child Mary, where she was placed among the girls who were dedicated to prayer and temple service. The high priest kissed and blessed the holy child. And he then, my dear listeners, he realized that the Lord had great plans for her. And Mary, oh, what a testimony. Mary was happy to serve God in the temple. She did not weep or turn her back to her parents, but she came happily to the altar that everyone in the temple loved her at once. And her parents praised God for their blessed daughter. And Mary remained in that temple where she grew in holiness. She spent her time reading the Bible, praying and serving the temple priests. she made beautiful linens and wonderful vestments, robes that the priests would wear. And all the other girls loved Mary because she was so kind. Mary tried to do each of her duties well to please God, and she grew in grace and gave great glory to the Lord. And of course, we know on that day when the angel Gabriel visited our Blessed Mother and he asked her to be the mother of the Savior, she was completely free to accept or reject the offer. But her response, "Let it be done to me," was the act of faith, a great act of faith. And because she didn't understand what was happening, she must have known that there would be some difficulties ahead. And what did she do? She replies yes to the angel's announcement and agrees to be the mother of Jesus. And the church has declared Mary to be the mother of God because she was the first to say yes to the Messiah. The church declared her to be the mother of the church. So from the beginning of her life, she dedicated her life to God. She became a greater temple than any made by hands. And we all understand that, don't we? God came to dwell in her a marvelous manner and sanctified her for a unique role in God's saving work. Ah, just wonderful. Every time I read about it, I just feel so in awe of our Blessed Mother, you know. I mean, what a wonderful and beautiful lady she was and is for all of us to praise her, to come to her for intercession. She may be the most famous woman who ever lived. Not J.K. Rowling, who wrote Harry Potter, but our Blessed Mother. Mary is featured only in a few of the gospel scenes and is in the first chapter of Acts. And though it can't be proven historically, Mary's presentation has a really important theological purpose. It continues the impact of the Feast of the Immaculate Conception and the birth of Mary. It emphasizes that the holiness conferred on Mary from the beginning of her life on earth continued through her early childhood and beyond. We are invited on this day, my blessed listeners, to make a choice to surrender our lives to the Lord. And parents are reminded of their solemn responsibility to present their children for baptism. We are all challenged to bring this feast to life in our age and thereby to continue to participate in God's unfolding plan for the whole human race. And so today's feast emphasizes our response to God's gifts. We remember the response of Mary's mother and father in their decision to present her in the temple for dedication to the Lord. And all of us as parents are called to imitate their response by presenting our children for baptism. We can reflect on the mystery of Mary's own continuing response from her very earliest days to the Lord's invitations of grace. Yes, that's right. Though preserved free from the fractured freedom, which is the bad fruit of original sin, Mary was called to continually to give her yes to God's invitations of love. She was the first evangelizer and the first disciple of her precious son, Jesus. She gave the first gospel testimony to her cousin Elizabeth without words as the Redeemer in her womb drew the child in her womb, John the Baptizer, to himself. Jesus did so from the throne he had established in Mary's womb, a living tabernacle. Love incarnate drew John from the very first home of the whole human race, a mother's womb, into eternal communion. Are you moved by all of this, listeners? I know I've been ever since I realized it was today, the presentation of our Blessed Mother as a little girl. And I'm thinking, oh, how fortunate for me to be able to talk about this beautiful feast day. John the Baptizer, he was the last prophet of the Old Testament and the first one of the New, was prepared in a womb without a word being spoken through Mary's witness of surrendered love. Mary was there at the wedding feast at Cana in Galilee when the first of the Lord's signs occurred in response to and as a fruit of her intercession. It was there that she gave that sage and still relevant advice to all those in attendance at that wedding and to all throughout human history to seek and to follow her son. What did she tell us? Do whatever he tells you. She still invites that kind of response through the testimony of her surrendered life of love for God. There are very few records of Mary's explicit words in the texts of the New Testament of the Bible. However, there is no lack of her presence at the most significant events in the life, the ministry, the death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Mary was there at the incarnation, the birth, the crucifixion, and the resurrection of the one whom Christians proclaim is God incarnate, Jesus Christ. We should remember and reflect on the truth that in the earthly life of the Redeemer, every word he uttered at every age, at every stage, and every act he took was redemptive, revealing as it does the very life of God and the mystery of heaven touching earth. And because of that, precious listeners, every moment of his presence among us reveals the deeper purpose of our own life when they are lived entirely for him. Every good that comes your way, blessed listeners, say, all the glory be yours, Lord Jesus. Every trial that you go through, all the glory be yours, Lord Jesus. Everything that you do, may it always for the praise and glory of Jesus, for Almighty God. And when you have that acknowledgement and you are totally and 100% aware of the living Christ in us, then everything in this world, doesn't matter what happens before us. Remember, though the storms may come, or if mountains were moved or collapse, and there's calamity that surrounds us, we are never to be fearful, because God loves us. He is watching over us at all times. God's hand is on this earth. He is watching, and he has put things in order. He is not making any mistakes. He didn't forget anything or forget any one of you or me. And so our Blessed Mother, she was there through the complete 33-year earthly mission of Jesus. His redemptive presence forever changed the history of the world and can do so in our own personal history, in how we learn to surrender to his invitation and to choose to live as she did, as our Blessed Mother did. What a role model we have. Every waking moment can now be filled with the invitation of grace for each one of us. If we just learn to discover their deeper meaning and make them our own, if we learn to live our life, our entire life, as an invitation to love, an encounter with the God of love, as Mary did, we will find our own lives transformed by the Son whom she bore for the whole world. She was there on the great day of Pentecost, the birthday of the church, and witnessed extraordinary clothing with the Holy Spirit that transformed and empowered the early disciples. That same Holy Spirit had inspired her own unique missionary vocation. Mary really understood the work of the Holy Spirit, unlike anyone in history. Mary understood all of this because she was a woman in love with God. Mary was a woman of prayer, an ongoing conversation and intimate communion with God. And we are invited into her prayer because we are invited into that same relationship with God. Understanding and living the prayer of Mary is about living a life surrendered love, of surrendered love. It is about being more than about doing. It is about response more than initiation. It is about encountering God relationally, personally, and intimately. It's about receiving, giving, receiving, giving, and thus becoming a person for the Lord and in Him for others. We have to say as our Blessed Mother, let it be done. Her yes, her some humble surrender to God's invitation, bore the fruit of her Magnificat, which bore the fruit of the Word, which was spoken and birthed through her. It provides a prototype of the vocation of every human person who says yes to God and learns to bear the fruit of surrendered love. Her yes touches our inner core of the meaning of life for all of us who are children of the one Creator. We were made to give ourselves away to the Lord and to others. And what have I been saying so many times? That we are here on this earth for a purpose. No one is here through bad luck or by coincidence. Everyone has a purpose to serve Almighty God. And we may not always know what our outcomes are or what trials lie ahead or what wonderful joys lie ahead. But all we know is to live now, be of great faith, and have faith that Jesus is with us all the time. He's never going to leave you. You're never going to feel that you are walking on this earth alone, no matter where you are. If you feel caged in somewhere, whether it's in your mind or physically, wherever you are, no matter what trials and torments that may come upon you, seek out God. Surrender to Him. Say yes to our Blessed Mother. Say yes to Jesus. And He will save you. He will give you the strength that no other human being can give you. No vitamin, no pill, no flu shot, no anything will help you but Jesus. But do we take our vitamins? Yes. Should we take a flu shot if we need to? Yes. Always. Is it any wonder that the writings of the early fathers of the Christian Church reflect on the reflections of our Blessed Mother? Justin Martyr and many other Christians found in her fiat, her yes to the angel, the undoing of the no, I will not serve, uttered in rebellion by the first woman, Eve. They called Mary, the second Eve, the mother of a new creation because she said yes. Jesus was born from her as the firstborn of a new race of men and women who would themselves come to find a new birth through His life, His death, and resurrection. That occurs as we say yes to Him in both word and deed. And that same Redeemer comes now to reside within all of us and live through us, all of us who respond to the invitation of love like Mary did. and all who are prepared and who in response surrender to His grace. Mary's choice, her response, her invitation of a God who always respects human freedom is an extraordinary event in all of human history. However, it's meant to be much more. It's meant for us to explore our own personal history and to write them anew in Him by joining our own yes to hers. So consecrate yourselves today to His service, but without any reservation, your whole heart, your entire life, your soul with all its powers, your entire body with all its members, sacrifice and willingly and forevermore to the Lord. God, who desires the whole heart and not a part of it, wishes also your whole soul, your whole body, and your whole life. Do you wish to divide your heart and give one part of it to Him, the Almighty, and to the other, to the world? To serve God with one member of your body and to offend Him with another? No, we cannot do that, my friends. Do you wish to employ your memory to honor God with good thoughts, but to soil your will with wicked desires? Oh, then do not imagine that your sacrifice will be acceptable to God. It will rather be a horror in the eyes of Him who commands us to serve Him alone and to sacrifice everything to His service. So today, blessed listeners, make today a perfect sacrifice and take care that you do not, after the lapse of some time, retract your sacrifice. Let's say a little prayer, just a little one. As we venerate the glorious memory of the Most Holy Virgin Mary, grant, we pray, O Lord, through her intercession, that we too may merit to receive from the fullness of your grace through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. And now, in closing, I wanted to bring even more honor to our Blessed Mother and to give praise to her here on the Litany of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So we will begin with, and you can think in your hearts, pray for us. Holy Mary,
pray for us.
Holy Mother of God,
pray for us.
Holy Virgin of Virgins,
pray for us.
Mother of Christ,
pray for us.
Mother of Divine Grace,
pray for us.
Mother Most Pure,
pray for us.
Mother Most Chaste,
pray for us.
Pray for us. Mother Inviolate,
pray for us.
Mother Undefiled,
pray for us.
Mother Most Aimable,
pray for us.
Mother Most Admirable,
pray for us.
Mother of Good Counsel,
pray for us.
Mother of good of our Creator,
pray for us.
Mother of our Savior,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Prudent,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Venerable,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Renowned,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Merciful,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Faithful,
pray for us.
Virgin Mirror of Justice,
pray for us.
Seat of Wisdom,
pray for us.
Cause of our Joy,
pray for us.
Spiritual Vessel,
pray for us.
Vessel of Honor,
pray for us.
Vessel of Selfless Devotion,
pray for us.
Mystical Rose,
pray for us.
Tower of David,
pray for us.
Tower of Ivory,
pray for us.
House of Gold,
pray for us.
Ark of the Covenant,
pray for us.
Pray for us. Gate of Heaven,
pray for us.
Pray for us. Morning Star,
pray for us.
Pray for us. Health of the Sick,
Pray for us.
Refuge of sinners,
pray for us.
Comforter of the afflicted,
pray for us.
Help of Christians,
pray for us.
Queen of angels,
pray for us.
Pray for us. Queen of Patriarchs,
pray for us.
Queen of Prophets,
pray for us.
Queen of Apostles,
pray for us.
Queen of Martyrs,
pray for us.
Queen of Confessors,
pray for us.
Queen of Virgins,
pray for us.
Queen of All Saints,
pray for us.
Queen conceived without original sin,
pray for us.
Queen assumed into heaven,
pray for us.
Queen of the Most Holy Rosary,
pray for us.
Queen of Peace,
pray for us.
Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world,
spare us, O Lord.
Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world,
graciously hear us, O Lord.
Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world,
have mercy on us.
Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Grant, we beg you, O Lord God, unto us, your servants, that we may rejoice in continual health of mind and body, and by the glorious intercession of the Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, may be delivered from present sadness and enter into the joy of your eternal gladness through Christ our Lord. Amen, amen, amen. In name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, have a blessed day.
I've got no regrets.